Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news of transfer speculation. And Chris Basham has all but ended any talks of a move to another club. Newcastle were thought to be linked with the move, but Basham has said that Sheffield United feels like home after committing himself to the club for another two seasons, penned a new contract over the weekend, extending his deal until 2022. That decision quashed any lingering rumours of a move to Newcastle, the club which released him at 16. Basham admits he's likely to finish his career in South Yorkshire rather than return to the North East. Into other news then, and Newcastle are eyeing a double swoop for Bournemouth pair Josh King and David Brooks. The Cherries were relegated from the Premier League club last month after a five-season stay in the top flight. The Magpies finished in mid-table, England's top division, but will only have a transfer kitty of £30 million this summer. And according to reports of the Telegraph, Bruce is keen on adding both King and Brooks to the squad this year, despite the limited transfer budget. Newcastle are in need of some attacking creativity after a disappointing debut season from Joe Linton. He scored just two goals last term. Beyond that, Andy Carroll and Dwight Gayle have not exactly yet ripped up too much of the form books. Japanese striker Yoshinori Muto is being put up for sale as well. And into other news, in terms of a player that could come on the cheap, and Jeff Hendrick is without a club after leaving Burnley. Aston Villa and Newcastle have offered him terms. According to the Chronicle, Newcastle and Villa have offered Hendrick a two-year stay in the Premier League. Reports claim that the 28-year-old has been contacted by both. He's interested in both moves. AC Milan were thought to be offering him a contract at the start of the month, but that's not come to fruition, and Hendrick could soon be on his way to St James's Park. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.